Proclamation number 3907 of 18th of October, 1946. Knowledge of the cause of embodiment. Not arbitrariness, but purpose. You, who do not know the purpose of your earthly life, regard the fact that I gave you earthly life as arbitrary, as the Creator's whim which only placed you in the world to fulfill earthly duties and laws. And since you don't know the cause of your embodiment on earth, the final aim is also incomprehensible to you, i.e., you don't believe in it if you don't seriously try to enlighten yourselves about your purpose of existence. The sincere will for such clarification will also let you achieve it, for my heavenly messengers are constantly ready to introduce you to the truth, to convey the right thoughts to you and thus to instruct you about the meaning and purpose of earthly life and your earthly task. But as long as you don't approach this question, as long as you think of yourselves as arbitrarily created beings on earth, as long as you don't feel connected to the creative power itself or try to establish this connection, you will not strive for perfection, i.e., fulfill the task set for you for the time on earth. For the only meaning and purpose of your earthly existence is the attainment of a state of maturity which makes you free from every material external form as well as from every encasement of your soul which denies it the supply of light. First try to familiarize yourselves with the thought that you are imperfect, that you certainly emerged from the eternal creative power which emanates from me as a supremely perfect being, that you therefore were also supremely perfect in the beginning but at the time of your earthly change as a human being you no longer possess this degree of perfection, otherwise life on earth would not be a chain of toil and hardship for you until the end of life. Try to find the right explanation for the pressure which constantly weighs upon you. That you need a cross, that you need suffering in various forms in order to thereby achieve a change and transformation of your nature, and that this is the meaning and purpose of your earthly life. But don't resign yourselves to the thought that you are merely arbitrarily created earthly inhabitants who come and go, just like all other creations visible to you, for that is your death, because such a thought makes you sluggish in your spiritual striving, because then you cannot be other than earthly-minded and because the transformation of your nature first requires serious reflection about yourselves and about your relationship to the Creator. If you only think of yourselves as products of an arbitrarily working creative power, then the regularity, the order of all works of creation must make you think, which excludes arbitrariness but through its regularity lets you conclude that there is a wise lawmaker, and you can conclude from this that a wise lawmaker does nothing without meaning and purpose. That you are therefore also products of a power which is active in all wisdom. And you can also recognize the love of this power by seriously thinking about it if you consider that the meaning and purpose of all creations is always the preservation and existence of other creations and that all living creations are taken care of so that they can maintain their life and become active. You cannot deny the care for all creations in nature to the Creator of the whole, you must acknowledge it, even though some things are not fully understandable to you and may seem unwise to you as long as you lack understanding. But then you must recognize yourselves as beings who are therefore not perfect because they lack profound knowledge. And thus you must strive for perfection by striving for knowledge, by mentally dealing with problems which are incomprehensible to you and desiring clarification about them. Then you will become enlightened and learn to believe, you will become aware that you were created by the love, wisdom and omnipotence of a being which is supremely perfect, and you will strive towards this supremely perfect being. You will endeavor to place yourselves into a state in which you can approach me, and thus seek to fulfill your earthly task with eagerness. Amen.